Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot, with Drupal workshops coming up in Portland, Oregon, and Providence, Rhode Island. For more information, go to lullabot.com/training.
My name is Margaret Rosas. I have a web development shop in Santa Cruz. The name of the shop is Quiddities, and we do Drupal development for startups, nonprofits, government, and universities. So University of Berkeley is a pretty large client of ours, and we've done 10 or 12 sites up there. And then we work with a startup, 12seconds.tv, which is started with Drupal and still Drupal, but it's a little not pure Drupal anymore. But essentially was able to get up and running in 6 weeks and launch a web app really quickly with Drupal. So the other thing I do have is a night grant. It's a news challenge grant to basically work with public radio stations to develop an install profile so that will help radio stations get up and running quickly with Drupal. So really kind of like taking the on-ramp and making that lower, letting them get up to speed quickly because it's difficult for them.
And so talk a little bit more about this install profile. What kind of functionality do you hope to give to the radio stations?
Well, so radio stations, in a lot of surveys we've participated in and other surveys we've read, public radio stations have a severe shortage of tech talent. And they also don't allocate a lot of resources to their web development. They often see themselves as purely radio or primarily radio. And so they have like one person who works 20 hours a week on the website, where they may have 12 staff that do other things. And so they don't have the tech talent. So for them to basically take on Drupal means they've got to increase their resources, or somebody's got to take a deep dive into Drupal, or they could potentially hire a Drupal shop to do it. But that can be pretty costly for the budget, the kinds of budgets they have. And so what we were trying to do, essentially they were trying to get Drupal up and running. They knew that Drupal was a good tool for them, but they didn't know how to make it happen. They didn't have the resources, the knowledge that they needed, because essentially you need to know of the 4,400 modules, which ones do we need? And so that's where this project came to life, was like, well, let's do something. Because radio stations, or public radio stations in particular, are often trying to do the same thing, but they do have, you know, their local perspectives that need to be illustrated in their websites, and so they want to have they don't want just a templated cookie cutter type of website, because they need to express the community. And so Drupal makes a great fit, because you can skin it to reflect the community, but they really need to know what tools. So how do we store audio? How do we store our podcast? How do we get the audience to engage with what's going over the radio? And so what we're doing is basically creating, so we have standard Drupal, and at this point it's more than 20 modules that are basically saying this is a good core selection for a radio station. So this is what will allow you to store your audio, also to allow commenting on your different pieces of content, whether it's text, audio, video, photos, but also understanding how to integrate third-party services. So it's not just the tool set. I mean, the tool set is definitely the primary focus, but in parallel to that is really the training and the education around it. So really understanding, how are we going to use this? How are we actually going to use these tools to engage the community? How are we going to use these tools to generate a conversation? That's really what we're helping them create, is a conversation platform. They've pretty much been doing broadcasts for 40 years, and they do it really well. And you'll have call-in shows that have that component of engagement, but they haven't really been able to take that to the web successfully. And there have been a lot of efforts to try, and certainly there are some sites that are more successful than others, but this is really a package that helps them understand these are the tools that are available, and in parallel with that, there's training. And so we're really doing a lot to train the station we're working with, and really thinking about right now, how can that scale? You know, what is the business model to build around this that creates a sustainable environment for public media stations to keep up with technology? Because they don't necessarily have all of the resources available to them that a major brand like Sony or New York Times or other people who are able to invest, you know, millions of dollars. Local stations don't have that kind of budget. But we have hundreds of stations around the country that are trying to do the same thing.
So maybe you could talk a little bit more about the specific Drupal media modules that you're using within, or recommending in the install profile to use for radio stations.
So Drupal Station is going to be a core module, which is essentially a module that allows you to store podcasts and archives, and also provides a scheduling component. There are some other scheduling things out there that we're exploring, but really PBS stations are often using Feed API to do that kind of thing, and we'll be using Feed API in a different way. But station meets the needs, but we're actually having a conversation with Andrew Morton, who's the maintainer of that module, to see about helping him support that module and develop it to better meet the needs of stations. So to really kind of develop out the shows, because currently right now it's really, the station is focused on being music, is for music stations, and really talk and information needs to be supported in different ways. We're also going to be doing a large component of feed aggregation. So we're using Feed API to bring in other local content. And we have kind of a low-tech model at this point that provides training for the news team to basically go out there, collect information via social bookmarking and Google Reader, kind of a combination of the two things, to do a manual curation of local news, to bring it in, bringing that in via Feed API, and then publishing that back out and allowing people to comment. So keeping the conversation on the radio site as opposed to pushing them off to the other site and having them read the content there. And that's been that's philosophically a very different space for a radio station to be in, aggregating comments. So there's that module. And then really a lot of the core functionality of the social platform of Drupal. So organic groups is another key component. And so getting that up and running and aligning that with the content that's going out over the radio station and using a lot of taxonomy to make the content available in different ways, as Drupal is really good at doing. So being able to segment the content in different ways and kind of controlling the taxonomy, but also exploring, you know, what happens when we just, like, open that up and let people start tagging things more freely.
So where can people sort of get more information? And also, what do you see happening in the next year with this Knight Grant?
So we have a radio, we have a website up now, radioengage.com, and that's actually where we're hosting some documentation about what we're doing. We've listed the modules. We're asking for feedback and comments from stations to see what they're using. Also just kind of taking an inventory. We're working with a group that has, that's working, basically a network of radio stations around the country. So we're really trying to get input from other stations, not just the one in Santa Cruz, to understand what's the right combination of things. You know, so out of 4,400 modules, you know, what's the right set? And then how do we implement that easily? And so that's the website that is there to basically get feedback and create an open, transparent process to allow people to help us figure out the best fit for public radio and Drupal.
And what's next coming into the next year?
Oh, and coming into the next year. So the big thing for us is really understanding the sustainability of it and the business model. So it's currently grant-funded and won't always be grant-funded. So potentially it could continue to be a grant-funded type of project that was collaborated, and maybe not by the Knight Foundation, maybe other foundations, maybe the CPB could fund the technology. The other thing that we're looking at, I mean, that's certainly a possibility. The other piece is really understanding how local communities can engage with their public radio station to provide the tech talent that is so desperately needed and desperately missing from public radio stations. So we've got some initiatives going to basically align our local geek community in Santa Cruz with the public radio station to see if there are some matches where people want to work on special pet projects, develop out special modules that would apply to certain situations in Santa Cruz that would benefit the radio station and then also benefit the developer. So give the developer exposure to the module and the development, help them learn tools and skills. The big thing I see for Drupal at large, not just in public media, is that there's just a lack of education and knowledge out there. We need more Drupal developers. We need more Drupal talent, and we have to scale it. I mean, doubling in size every year at conferences is great, but we are at a place where there's a lot of opportunity to scale that faster if we can understand how to get a larger group of people motivated and learning about Drupal. And talking with Addie, who's got a Knight Grant coming to do documentation, we've had this conversation, we've experienced this too, where in-person training, Lullabot know this too, that can actually be 10 times better than having a video or reading the documentation. And so understanding how to scale that, you know, so that every community has resources. And so certainly working with the Drupal community groups, like BDUG, there's one in Berkeley, we're starting one in Santa Cruz, working there, but then kind of marrying those groups with the media stations to kind of provide an outlet for the tools that come out. And then ultimately those folks that are learning Drupal can also then sell their services in the marketplace. So we'll create jobs and create education and provide better public media for everyone.
Great, thanks.
Thank you.